The antidote for the talebearer, Leviticus 19:16-17. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy neighbor in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. A person who officially tells tales, one who impertinently communicates intelligence or antidotes, and makes mischief in society by his officiousness. God forbids talebearing. So many today think it's socially acceptable and acceptable among professing Christians to run to social media and be a talebearer. Some of them feign that they would warn others and such, but these are not like Paul, who warned the churches of apostates and men that resisted the gospel or of dangerous men. But if they feel they have been mistreated, or they do not get their say, or whatever the case may be, they are like Satan and run to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. Usually these are men and women that do not have their own work to do. So the talebearer is cousin to the busybody. For if he was not a busybody, then he would not have time to be a talebearer. 6 times the word talebearer is in the King James Bible. It's the number of man. It's the number of the beast. Seems to me very fitting. The Bible describes talebearers in these verses. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. So when they get the confidence of one, they can bear their secrets to the world. The next verse is the words of a talebearer as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. They are wounds, for all who have been stabbed in the guts by the talebearers. Betrayal never really heal from the internal or external wounding. Words of the talebearer. This verse is found in the scriptures twice to drive home the effects of talebearing and how damaging the talebearer can be. When you hear them, the grief, betrayed, the trust, and the exploitation of your life, it brings pain and sorrow. The next verse is, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. The talebearer also has another cousin, and that is the flatterer. That is the way he extracts his secrets. He uses flattery to gain and to search out secrets. Meddle not with the flatterer. Oh, he is greasing you, or she is greasing you, for answers, and they will use flattery to do it, and bring down the guard and butter you up. And when the heart is supple enough, the syringe goes in and extracts the secrets they would use to fuel their fiery carnage. Meddle not with them, mingle not with them. The next verse is, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. Strife is produced by talebearing. But don't be the wood. Adam Clark said this, the tale receiver and the talebearer are the agents of discord. If none received the slander in the first instance, it could not be propagated. Hence our proverb, the receiver is as bad as the thief, and our laws treat them equally. For the receiver of stolen goods, knowing them to be stolen, is hanged, as well as he who stole them. So then learn not to receive the tales of the talebearer, and his fire goes out. The quickest way to end quarrels is not to be in them in the first place. Let them fight a ghost, and soon they will grow bored of shadow boxing and walk away. The strife will be over when you stop fighting and end it. The opposite of the talebearer is the brother that loves and goes to his brother and rebukes his sin kindly to his face and does not suffer sin upon him. This is God's command for his children. Take it to the one who has done the wrong and gain thy brother, but do not go up and down on the earth, seeking whom your words may devour.